meeting room, and I think I can do a better job than that. I think I could.
Would you ever say, give me another chance, or anything like that?
Well, I might say, if you give me another chance, I think I can do a better one than that.
Is there a golf course in town here?
Southwest of town there is. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not too bad.
But the people here have accepted golf.
Oh, yes. Yes, they
do. I think every town has a golf course.
I think so, too. Well, I believe a man gets more pleasure out of playing golf than almost anything that he can do. I have often wondered, so many women they resent their husbands playing golf. But my land, I think it would be one of the best recreations they could have.
Especially that trip back to the clubhouse.
Yes.
Stories and say, I shot it
27. Oh, my, I imagine you'd hear some tall ones.
If someone is being obnoxious, well, let's say a vacuum cleaner salesman comes in and gets in your house. See, we're not talking about a man who's interviewing.
Mm-hmm.
And you want him to leave, but he just keeps sticking around, and you go in the other room and confide to your daughter. What would you tell her?
I'd say, tell me how in the world to get rid of him. Only I don't believe I'd have to go and ask her.
Oh, that can be a chore, yeah?
Well, it can be, but anymore, I just hardly ever let one of them come in the house. I just don't ask them in unless it's someone that I know it's something that I want, because I don't have time to fool with it.
Let's see, if you write someone a letter and ask him for information, we might say that you can, you have every right to expect what?
Consideration I don't understand just what you mean.
I was thinking here of an answer.
Oh, if you want if I want him to answer that letter, if it's someone that I know real well, I'd say, now, I want you to let me know what you think about this, or something like that. But if it's someone that I don't know, I'd say, well, I'd be pleased to hear what you think about this, or depend on what it was.
And if you have written a letter to someone and you've forgotten for the moment where they live, you might give this to your daughter and say, will you please
look at that address find that address for
her. Or if she knows the address and you want her to write it on the envelope, what would you ask her to do?
She says, how do you address that letter for me?
In school, did you have someone who would always go to the teacher and inform if you were doing something wrong? Or if a child did that, did you have any special name for him?
Oh, tattletale. But I don't think we had that as much in school when we were youngsters. There were such few of us. As they did after my youngster started to school, they'd come home and tell about, well, that's the biggest tattletale I ever heard. I always tried to teach mine not to tattle on each other and when they were home. But I've heard them come home and say, Mama, you ought to heard that. It's the biggest tattletale you ever heard.
Mm-hmm. You probably did this when it looked like rain and you wanted your daughter to wear her raincoat, give it to her in the morning. You say, don't put this under your arm now. You